Greetings in Jesus' name. I didn't know really that I have to bring the message until yesterday night. Though I had a program to come this Sunday to be with you, but God's program was otherwise, to come not only to be blessed and to be a blessing to you. And I thank God for that. My life has been going through different stages, seasons, and I thank God today for every step. Though many of those steps, I was a bit confused. I didn't know where the Lord was taking me. I asked myself many questions without getting any clear answer. And today I can see how the Lord's hand is putting color in the black and white painting. The picture is becoming more clear now. I can see the struggles that I went through, the outcome of them, the purpose of them. But I can tell you, it wasn't easy. It wasn't easy at all. I can smile today. I can look at situations which are still there, hanging and waiting for that divine favor. But I'm not troubled at all in my soul, because I'm seeing the Lord work in miracles day by day. And I think that's what is going on in every believer's life. You will go through seasons, and most of the seasons, you might not understand the purpose of them, because they are not happier seasons. They are tough seasons. They're putting you in a position to grieve, to mourn, to ask many questions. The confusing part of it, usually you won't get immediately the answer you need, because the Lord is taking you somewhere. I remember when I learned to swim. It was back in Congo, not in a swimming pool like over here. In developed country, you do it. You go, you have an instructor by your side. You have 100% security. You know that somebody is here by my side. My life is safe. I'm just learning to swim. I had nobody by my side. It was in a lake. I don't know how many have been to a lake. It's big and deep. So, I went there the first week, second week, just looking at the depth of the water, asking myself many questions. What can I do to be a swimmer? I had nobody to help me. One day I made a decision just to throw myself, to dive into that deep water. But I had to make sure that I'm going just by the side, the shore, not going far. So I knew how people swim. They do this underneath the water and make some moves. I say, okay, I'm going to try and do that and see what will happen. So I went at a place where an old boat was there. It sank, it was there. I looked at the dimension of it. I said, okay, I can keep my breath underneath the water from that corner to the other corner. So I did that. I went, pew, pow, 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 pow. I found myself at the other end. Took my breath back. And bit by bit, I learned now how to put my head above the waters. Before I know it, I was swimming like everybody else. Praise God. Life sometimes will push you in a situation where nobody is there to help you to swim, to learn how to swim. But you'll try things and learn the hard way. But no, in everything that the one who created you is there, watching over you. He won't leave you alone. He won't abandon you. He will be there. And even taking pleasure to see how you fighting in life to make a way, to stand on your feet, to fly with your own wings. It's like a father teaching a daughter or a son to ride a bike. You know the dangers, but every step that the son or daughter is making is creating a kind of pleasure in you. You know the dangers, but you let the person try. Without trying, you won't get anywhere. You won't get anywhere. We have a Heavenly Father who cares. He cares very much. He won't care just when you become holy. You spend many hours on your knees praying. He won't care when you are able to give a fortune in the house of the Lord, to bring a big and thick envelope of tithe or offering in the church. No, he cares because he created you. He created you. He's responsible of your life. You might be a Christian or not. Still, he's going to care. That's why he's sending us to reach out to the lost, because he cares for them as well, as much as he's caring for us who know him. His love is there for good people and bad people. But when you surrender your life to Jesus, then you allow God to have full control in every decision that you're making. Full control in your emotions, your desires. Then the Holy Spirit can guide your desires. The Holy Spirit can guide your emotions. Remember what Moses' father-in-law told him when he found himself in a place where he had to make a decision, but he didn't know what really to do. Jethro told him, whatever you have in your heart, do it, because the Lord is with you. I'm not talking about the new religion Oprah Winfrey is creating of searching in your heart. The truth and reality is only in your heart. You don't need Jesus. But go deep inside your heart and you're going to find salvation and everything. No. It's not what I'm talking about here. I'm talking about Jesus living in you and His Spirit helping your spirit to know what is good and what is bad. What kind of decision you can make. Because He's there controlling your feelings, your spirit, when you let Him do it. And then He can inspire you something which sometimes can seem to be against rationalism, but follow what the Spirit of the Lord is inspiring to your spirit and go ahead. Accept to take the risks. The Lord will be with you. Recently, I had to go to the Court of Justice and finally get the right to have my kids living with me. It wasn't something I initiated, but it happened in a way that I could not even in my dreams imagine. My ex-mother-in-law had to smack me in my face. And I was there, I put my hands in my pockets because I'm a Christian. I can't fight her. But that led the situation for the authorities to give me the children, for me to raise them in a godly way. All the things that was being unfolded around my life before, I could not understand. Even the delay to go to Rwanda and settle there for good. I was asking God, why are you delaying the things? The cities was meant to be out because all the job is done. Why? The wise, today I can understand. Now I have the kids. I can have peace of mind while serving the Lord. He cares. That's what I want to make you understand. Even when you don't understand what is going on in your life, know that God still cares for you. Matthew chapter 28. Matthew chapter 28. I'm going to read from verse 16 up to verse 20. Then the 11 disciples went away into Galilee to the mountain which Jesus had appointed for them. When they saw him, they worshipped him, but some doubted. And Jesus came and spoke to them, saying, "All authority has been given to me in heaven and on the earth. Go therefore and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age." Amen. I want to highlight a few things in here. Jesus, as we know, He came to save the world. He came to save us. But he went through different seasons as well, as much as we have to go through seasons. Sometimes I wonder what would happen to me if I had to go through the same course that Jesus took before fulfilling his mission. Before coming to the earth, he knew what he came to do, the kind of power he's got. He was 100% divine and 100% human. Being 100% divine, he could do anything, anytime. Being 100% human, he had to abide to the Father's will and to do everything accordingly to what the Father wants. Somehow, we may say, he had some restrictions in timing of doing things, though in him dwelt the fullness of God, all the power he needed to perform any kind of miracle. He is, at the young age, he faced scholars in the temple and starts talking with them, discussing with them. And the parents did not know where was Jesus. They were returning home. And when they came back to look for him, they found him with rabbis and scholars. He was discussing with them. Theologians are saying that in the Hebrew culture, you answer a question as asking another question as well. Now imagine a 12 years old boy who first came and accused that kind of wisdom, discussing with him in that manner of having a long conversation of question against question. It was strange to everybody. But that was the kind of power was in him. But after that period, you won't hear anything. A kind of silence went until Jesus became not even 18, but 30. Can you hold or hide the power in you and not let people see that you are really a powerful man, a powerful woman? Can you? The world is seeking for power, fame, money. When we observe what is going on in the circle of Christianity, we see even ministers, those who are able to pray for people and people fall down, they took advantage of it to make a name for themselves and establish a kind of fame. They will seize media to promote themselves under the cover of Jesus.
But Jesus, having the power that no man, no preacher, no pastor or minister ever had, he was humble, waiting for the appointed time, the time set by the Father himself. So when I compare myself, I say, wow. If I see that kind of power in me, I don't think really that I will let the first year pass, the second, the third, 18 years, 20 years pass. I'm walking among people as if I'm nobody. I can even come across a sick person or a dead body, and I pretend as if I'm powerless. Jesus did, because he was waiting for the time set by the Father. He was humble. And that is a big lesson we have to learn. The stuff that you might be going through, there is a time appointed by the Father for you to come out of that situation. Be patient with the Lord. Be patient. He has not abandoned you. He has not forsaken you. He's watching over you. As I said, when publicly I was being smart in my face and I saw people who were there laughing, surely saying, what kind of man is this one? A woman is mocking him and he can't defend himself. The Lord was watching. But knowing that my life belongs to the Lord, I went back to my knees and I said, Lord, why all this? How long do I have to be humiliated? After passing that step of tribulation and test, prophecies came from everywhere, from people that never seen even my face. And the mother was convinced that she doesn't have to fight for the kids will be safe under my care. I didn't defend myself, but the Lord did. But see the way he chose to solve the problem. He's still caring for you in spite of your situation that must seem like Lazarus in the tomb, dead, his body being decomposed. He will pull you out of your grave. He will pull you out of your situation. And everybody will see the miracle as they saw Lazarus walking in the midst of them again. You're going to walk. Your situation will not remain the same. Because God cares. He cares. Maybe when you're alone, you're crying over your situation, it's quite normal, because you are a human being. Sometimes I cry as well. But remember, Jesus paid the price for you to see the miracle in your life. No struggle is too big for God in your life. You can name your struggle. And you can see that it's too big to you. Of course it is, but not to God. This God who's watching over you, no struggle in your life, is so big to Him. And no problem is so difficult to Him. What is the problem you're facing that push you against the wall and you think and feel as if God has abandoned you? He doesn't care anymore. Know this, no problem in your life is too big to God, too difficult to God. Just trust Him. He's not a visitor pastor, a father. He's your father. 24 hours He's watching over you. Watching over you. Just believe and wait on Him. Wait on Him. You shall see His glory. When they saw Him, they worshipped Him, but some doubted. For some, Jesus could not raise from the dead. He was dead. So, even though they saw Him, but they doubted. Even though I'm telling you what the Lord has put in my heart, that your problem will not remain the same. The Lord is stepping into your situation, into your struggle, to change it, to turn it around. And the Lord is causing you now to see His glory. He's giving you His favor. You might hear it, but continue to doubt. Because your assessment is showing you and proving you that nothing can be done for you. You don't have a parent who's going to pull you out of your situation, a cousin, an uncle, or a big person who can do it for you. God can. Just continue to trust Him. Don't stop trusting Him. No illness is incurable to Him. No illness cannot be cured by Him. He is the great doctor. He is the one who inspired medicine, powerful medicine, to those who are making them. You know, in Africa we don't have NHS. We don't have NHS. So no one can rely on the NHS services. If you don't have money to pay for your medication, there is no NHS in Africa. But every single day, without the presence of NHS, and without having money to go to the hospital, people are being healed from cancer, from AIDS, and from all kind of disease and illness that you can name. And God is doing it. So if you have a health issue, know that the Lord, our God, is alive and present here to heal you, because no illness and disease is incurable to him. The power of his resurrection is making you to be an overcomer, to overcome any situation. But remember, everything has to be done according to God's time in your life, not your timing. Don't be discouraged because according to your watch, it's too late. It's not too late on God's watch. It's not too late at all. Your God is alive. And the reading continues. Jesus assured them, saying that all authority has been given to him in heaven and on earth. Are you worshiping Jesus? Is Jesus the master of your life? In you, through his spirit. Now, if Jesus is present in your life, all authority in heaven and on earth is in you through Jesus. Amen. That's why he said, go and heal the sick. Who are you to heal the sick? Jesus in you has all authority. When you read the Acts of Apostles, you're going to see apostles, Peter, Paul, healing people even without mentioning the name of Jesus. Like Peter will say, Jesus heals you, pack your bed and go. He didn't say, I heal you in Jesus' name. Who gets healed in Jesus' name. Say, Jesus healed you. Make your bed and go. As simple as that. And then you're going to see Paul commanding people just to get healed without mentioning the name of Jesus. Of course, everything that we have to do in word or deed, we have to do them in the name of the Lord Jesus. But you can get to that level where your trust in the one who lives in you gives you the confidence of just saying the word, knowing that it's not really you, but it's the one living in you. And he's got all authority over any kind of illness. Any kind of problem, you can just say a word, speak a blessing, and that's all. You leave the rest with him. Because all authority in heaven and on earth is in him. And he's living in you. Amen. And that will help us to stop being negative when we're talking about our situations. Like in most of the parts of Africa, you see people cry, oh, my life is just a waste of space here on earth. Seems as if I came just to accompany those who are well off. Amen. May God help us. And we find that kind of negativity in our mouths, Christians, though Jesus lives in us. Yes, we can talk about the struggles that we're facing, but we have to learn how to keep a positive language by blessing ourselves, speaking over those situations, those struggles that are in our lives, to change them, because all authority is there. All authority is there. Then Jesus sent them to teach the word and to baptize those who believe. And he concludes saying, I am with you always, even to the end of the earth. Amen. Amen. In my struggles, I have to remind myself that God is with me. That God is with me. Don't be so emotional. Just believe. And I had to say, Lord, even though I don't understand what really is going on, why things are falling apart in my life, but I know that I'm not alone. I belong to you. You are my Lord. You own my life. My well-being is in your hands. My success is in your hands. My health is in your hands. My breakthrough is in your hands. You own me. And you can do anything. Every single promise that I found in the Bible for my life, you can fulfill them and put a new song in my mouth. This is your God. This is the one for whom you left your house today and came in this place to worship, to praise. And this is a powerful promise, that I am with you always. When you get a big check from your work or from a friend, and when the bank is sending you those invoices telling you that you went beyond and you have to pay charges. When the bank is sending you invoices in regard to the mortgage, you feel threatened that you're going to lose your mortgage, your house. When those reports are coming from doctors, and all you can read is just the impossibilities, He is with you in those moments. Just trust Him. Hear that small voice talking to you, that I will not leave you, nor forsake you. I'm your shield. I'm your everything. And here he says, I am. Not I will be, but I am now, right now, in your situation. I am with you. Always, ever-present God, ever-present Messiah, I am with you, even to the end of the age. even when they're going to put me in my grave, he will be with me. They're going to cover the tomb and they go. He will be there with me. May God help us today. Don't feel that you are alone, that the message. Don't feel that you are alone. He is with you. Continue to trust Him. Continue to tell Him, Lord, my life is yours. Yes, continue to hand over your struggles to Him, your problems to Him. Whichever is the nature of your problem, your struggle, hand everything to Him. Nothing is impossible to Him. He is your answer. He is. He is. You are Alpha and Omega. We worship you, our Lord. You are worthy to be praised. You are Alpha and Omega. We worship you, our Lord. You are worthy to be praised. We give you all the glory. We give you all the power. We worship you, our Lord. You are worthy to be praised. You promised us, O Lord Jesus, to be always with us, even to the end of the age. We thank you for this living promise. And we call upon your name today, in the midst of all the struggles that each and every one of us is going through, in the midst of all the problems that we are facing day by day. Some of us, we are suffering in our health, oh Lord, our body. The health is not good at all. You know the negative reports we got from doctors. Some of us are facing bills, Father, to pay. And we don't know how we're going to make it, oh Lord. Because you know, the financial struggles that we're going through. Lord, you know all kind of crises we're going through. All kind of problem we're facing. Sometimes we feel pushed against the wall. As if we are orphans, abandoned, without a father or a mother. But we know, Heavenly Father, that you are a living Father. You are a caring Father. And you are a powerful Father. We cannot suffer of lack, oh Lord, because you have everything. You own the earth. You own heaven. You own everything. We come humbly to you, abiding to your timing, O Lord, and asking you, Father, today, not tomorrow, today, to pour your favor in our lives, in each life here present, Father, according to personal...